This is Amber Rose Washington, music producer and author of the best-selling book, Hiding From Myself. And you're listening to the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I have an interesting story about the shootout in Canyon Diablo in 1905 in Canyon Diablo, Arizona, where some cattle ranchers dug up and exhumed the body of John Shaw, gave him his last drink, and placed his body back into the coffin. This story is worth a listen to. It is totally from the Wild West. Canyon Diablo shootout was a gunfight between American lawmen and a pair of bandits that occurred on April 8, 1905, in the present-day ghost town of Canyon Diablo, Arizona. On the night before, two men named William Evans and John Shaw robbed a saloon in Winslow and made off with at least $200 in coins. Two lawmen pursued the bandits, and on the following day, they encountered each other in Canyon Diablo. A three-second shootout ensued, which was described at the time as one huge explosion that resulted in the death of Shaw and the wounding and capture of Evans. So let's go back and see what led up to this confrontation and the ungodly acts that 12 men that hunted these men down to make sure they drank their last two shots that were still sitting on the bar. Little was known about the lives of William Evans and John Shaw before they became bandits. The former was an ex-convict and who also went by the name of William Smith. Both were in their early to mid-20s when they decided that being a bandit would be easier than being a cowboy. The robbery, which ultimately led to the shooting in Canyon Diablo, occurred on the night of April 7th, 1905. Shortly before midnight, Evans and Shaw entered the Wigwam Saloon in Winslow, Arizona. They were dressed in their finest clothing. The two headed straight to the bar and ordered a couple of shots of Rotgut whiskey, a type of whiskey that was commonly known at the time. They weren't interested in wasting any time, though, and before drinking their shots, they turned around and pulled out their revolvers and held up a group of seven men playing poker at one of the tables. At gunpoint, the two bandits relieved the gamblers of between $200 and $600 worth of silver coins and then fled out the front door without firing a shot. Pete Pemberton, the deputy sheriff of Navajo County and owner of the saloon, was immediately notified, and after examining the crime scene, he informed his superior, Sheriff Chet Houck. Shortly before, Pemberton and the city marshal, Bob Giles, found a trail of silver coins along the rubber tracks leading to Flagstaff, so it was assumed that the bandits, who had jumped on board a moving train, and that the coins must have fallen out of their pockets. From Holbrook, Sheriff Houck boarded a train to Flagstaff, where he met up with Pemberton and started an investigation. After finding neither the bandits or any relevant information, they reboarded the train for Winslow. However, on the ride back, the lawman just happened to receive word that the two suspicious-looking men had been seen hiding in the bushes along the railroad tracks near the turn to Canyon Diablo. The town of Canyon Diablo was located about 25 miles west of Winslow and the border of the Navajo Reservation. It was still a wild place in 1905, though by that time, it was nearly a ghost town with only a small population. According to the tombstone epitaph, Canyon Diablo was described as being the toughest hellhole in the West, which may have been at least part of the reason why Evans and Shaw chose to flee there instead of Flagstaff. The two lawmen followed their instincts and stopped the train a couple of miles past the town and then got off to walk back on foot. By the time they had made it onto Howell Street, the main road through town, the sun was just beginning to set. Sheriff Houck and Pemberton first made contact with Fred Foltz, who owned a small store in town since 1886, where Fred Foltz traded with the Navajo. After the unusual questioning, Foltz told the policeman that earlier in the day, there had been two well-dressed men standing outside the trading post for a long time and acting suspiciously. Just then, Evans and Shaw came around the corner of the trading post and were spotted. The two bandits were walking the opposite way towards the train depot, so the two lawmen went after them. When they were all about 6 to 8 feet apart, Hauk called out for them to submit to a search, to which one of them said, "No one searches us." The two pairs briefly stood face to face when all of a sudden each man went for his sidearm. All four began shooting at point-blank range. Hauk advanced to within 4 feet of the bandits. Having failed to make any hits with his first 5 shots, Shaw looked down to reload his gun when he was struck in the head by one of Hauk's bullets. Pemberton then wounded Evans in the leg, and he fell to the ground shooting. With his last bullet, Evans aimed for Hauk and fired, but Pemberton shot him again, this time in the shoulder, which knocked a weapon out of his hand. The bullet went through Hauk's coat on the left side, grazed him across his stomach, and then exited through the right side. The wound was not considered serious, though. In roughly 3 seconds, Shaw was dead, and Evans was badly wounded. As was common in the Old West, most men filled their six-shooters with only 5 rounds, so they could rest the firing pin on an empty slot and avoid accidents. Sheriff Houck, Shaw, and Evans each fired all 5 of their bullets, but Pemberton had 1 extra round, making for a total of 21 shots fired in about a 5-second span. I mean, you're within 2 to 6 feet of each other with their arms extended forwards firing, so their guns are basically touching. 21 shots fired, and only one was fatally shot. Immediately after the shootout, Sheriff Houck had the body of Shaw placed in a pine wooden coffin provided by Foltz, and was buried in a shallow grave because of the extremely rocky soil. Evans was taken to the hospital in Winslow, where he recovered, and later he was sent to Yuma Territorial Prison for 9 years. $271 worth of coins were found in their possession. On the night after the shooting, a group of cowboys, once employed by the Aztec Land and Cattle Company, were having drinks at the Wigwam Saloon. When they heard of the news and how both Evans and Shaw failed to drink the shots that they had paid for on the night before, one of them came up with the idea of going to Canyon Diablo to exhume Shaw's corpse and give him his last final drink. Between 15 and 20 men hastily volunteered for the journey, as Sheriff Houck and Pemberton did. They hopped aboard a westbound train and made it to Canyon Diablo at about dawn on April 10th, 1905. First, they had a few more drinks at the train station, and then they went to borrow some shovels from Fred Foltz to proceed with digging up Shaw's coffin. Foltz was angry about what the drunken mob intended to do in the cemetery, so at first he was reluctant to give up his shovels. However, he eventually gave in and provided not only the shovels, but a Kodak camera. According to different accounts, Foltz either wanted pictures to collect reward money, being that he was directly involved in the demise of the outlaws, or they were taken for posterity. A short time later, Shaw's coffin was opened, and the two of the cowboys had his body lifted out of the box and leaned up against the picket fence surrounding another man's grave. Shaw appeared to be smiling inside the coffin before they picked him up, so he was smiling during the pictures being held up by the cattlemen. This, which made all of the men uncomfortable, some of whom began to cry. After giving Shaw a plentiful gulp of whiskey, taking a few more pictures, and saying some prayers, his body was replaced in the coffin with a half-empty bottle and put back into the grave. The pictures were displayed on the walls of the Wigwam Saloon in Winslow until the 1940s, when the building was torn down. By that time, the ghost town of Canyon Diablo was reopened and renamed Two Guns on October 28, 1905. 7 months after the shooting in Canyon Diablo, Deputy Pemberton drunkenly shot and killed Winslow Town Marshal Bob Giles during a dispute in the Wigwam Saloon. Pemberton was arrested and found guilty, but he was acquitted after serving only a small fraction of his 25-year sentence. By all accounts, back in the days of the Wild West, it was unheard of to leave any type of drink on the bar undrunk. So I guess the cattlemen took it among themselves to give John Shaw his last drink. Dig his body up, give him the drink, give him a proper burial again, and put his body back into the coffin where it is today. It is said that Canyon Diablo is the most haunted place in the state of Arizona. Some say it's the most haunted town in the United States of America. It is also said that on any given night, people have spotted a crooked man walking down the streets anywhere in Canyon Diablo, his crooked body coming from the way he was placed in the coffin. I will have pictures of John Shaw in his coffin and also of him standing up against the fence that they took their pictures after they dug up his body and put it back in the ground. I'm your host, Al Cooley, and I'll see you in 2 weeks with another great story and with another fantastic guest on Ghost in the Valley podcast.